so I can't pull them out. A little 1, 2, 3, good love. The Rascals. This is a good theme. I wish December 3rd fell on a Saturday more often.
How about every day could be December 3rd? And that'd make it like Groundhog Day, but in reverse.
It seems as though all these songs with 1, 2, 3 are upbeat songs. People get excited about 1, 2, 3. All right, we continue along on the WEOL Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up. Hey, we got a shout-out to send out. Yes, Lucky. Lucky Tom Evans dialed in this morning. Says we're coming in loud and clear, so it's great to have Tom Evans with us. Boy, how about Cuyahoga Heights finishes as state runner-up in football. Al Martin, their great head coach, got them to the state championship game yesterday. In fact, we had that game on WEOL. They came up a little bit shy, but man, state runner-up for Cuyahoga Heights. Great for Al Martin and, of course, our good friend Tom Evans, who does high school football with us. We like to call him Lucky. He's a lucky guy, is he, man?
He has got a lot going for him. I was trading texts with him, actually, during the game yesterday while I was at work and listened to some of it on the radio. And unfortunately, Cuyahoga Heights had to pass the football too much in the second half. And that's a tall order against a team like, you know, Marion Local.
Yep. Hey, great year, though, for Cuyahoga Heights. And we're going to stay on our football topic because next up on the WEOL Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up is the former head coach at Keystone in football. Boy, it seems strange to say that. Rob Clerico joins us, and we were mentioning that during our three-week hiatus between the end of football and the start of basketball, we take a few weeks off on the Saturday wrap-up. And during that time, three Lorain County head football coaches have stepped down. Kevin Fell over at Elyria, Rob DeRay at Vermilion, and Rob Clerico, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. And I actually had a text out to Kevin Fell this morning. He's at the state championship games down at Ohio State. He says, Tim, I get horrible cell reception in the stadium, so perhaps we'll check in with Kevin a couple of weeks down the road. But we did want to talk to Rob Clerico, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, who now joins us. And boy, we had a great relationship with Rob through the years as he was the head football coach over at Keystone, and he did a great job as well. So Rob, we congratulate you on your great run and kind of take our listeners through that decision-making process. I know a lot of it was family-based. You have kids that you want to spend some time with, but when do you start thinking about, man, this may be a good time to step aside? How does that thought process work itself out?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of coaches think about it every year. Just it's a lot of time, and there's a lot of rewards in it, but there's a lot of sacrifice as well. So every single year, you ask, are the rewards worth all the sacrifice? And for 13 years, the rewards were worth it. But I thought we had a good run, had a great relationship with the kids and the community. But sometimes you just have to say, you know, it's time to do something else. And it's also good for, I think, the program to hear another voice at some point. So just at some point, you just know. I always tell the kids when they're trying to figure out what college to go to, just go to as many campuses as you can. And sometimes you'll just know. And I think it was the same way with this decision. It just came clear to me that this was my last year and I enjoyed the ride and it was time to say goodbye.
That's an interesting take. Rob, well, let's talk about the kids first. There's a lot of questions I want to ask you, but how difficult is that to look those guys in the eyes and say, you need to hear a different voice and I need to spend some time with my family? How tough is that to tell those kids that?
Well, you know what? We're pretty honest with each other in our program, and when we have meetings, we share our feelings. And for years, I've talked to them about the sacrifice that they make and the sacrifice that the coaches make, and that they understand how important my family is to me. And so since I've shared that with them over the years and told them, you know, I want to take some time off and spend some time with my family, they know what a grind it is 11 months out of the year. So they understood. They were very good about it.
When you look forward, what will be the first thing that you're going to do with your spare time? If you're not spending it with your family, what are your hobbies that you might actually gravitate to now that you're, I'll say you're semi-retired for now, because you never know, the football bug might bite in a couple of years.
Right. I'm maybe part of this timeout is figuring out what hobbies I have, because you know what I was doing last night? I was looking at film on Huddle. So,
oh, no.
I'm not sure what those hobbies are yet.
Has it sunk in yet, though, Rob? Or will there come a time where, you know, the football activity really starts to crank up and you go, okay, now is when I realize. Has it really sunk in yet that, you know, this is going to be somebody else's program?
Little by little it does. You know, this is when some people know, this is when the football season cranks up again. You know, you're supposed to have a 30-day period, a dead period after the season's over, and then when December starts, you get back into the weight room. So, you know, that calendar turned to December, and all of a sudden, in the back of my mind, I was like, I got to get the weight room going. I got to make sure those kids are lifting. And then I said to myself, oh, I don't have to worry about that. That's somebody else has to worry about that now. So I think every little milestone that comes along will be a reminder to me. But, it has already started.
Coach, looking back real quick, boy, is there a moment? Is there a game? Is there something that keeps coming back to you as this was the highlight? This was the time that I was just so proud to be the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats?
You know, since it's only been a couple of weeks, I haven't really had time to digest that and look back. Of course, there are a few things that were special along the way. I think our second year we beat CVCA on a last-second play, like a miracle play. That was big. Of course, winning a conference title, going to the playoffs. This final season, since most of the season I knew was going to be my final one, I was soaking up a lot of the things that go on during a football season. But as I tell the players, as I looked back on my playing career, which was not very good, but we went 10-0 my senior year, and when I get back together with my friends from that season, we never talk about a game. We talk about maybe something that happened in practice or the times that we spent together, and I think that's probably what I'm going to take away from it, is really those relationships that I built throughout the years, and not so much a game or a play or anything like that, but just the people that I was honored to spend time with.
I'm going to take you back in time, too. We talked with Jim Brabenick earlier in the show about his first varsity win as a basketball coach in Midview. Do you remember your first varsity win as a football coach? And just briefly, can you share that experience with us here? Do you remember that far back?
I do. I do remember.
Absolutely.
It was a game against Columbia, and they weren't yet in – I don't think it was a conference game. I can't remember. But it was a game against Columbia, and and I thought that we didn't. I remember not thinking we did not play very well. I was a little frustrated at the end of the game at the way that we played. And our athletic director, Gordo, came up to me with a football and handed me the football. And he says, "You got to take this home. This is your first win." I said, "But Gordo, we didn't play very well." He goes, and Gordo told me, and this is great advice, he goes, "A win is a win. You'll learn this as you go on, is that you cherish every single win because they're not easy to come by." And so that was great advice, and I do remember that very clearly.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And you're right. You never forget that first one, man, and you'll take every one as they come. Hey, real quick, before we let you go, I know we're up against it on the clock here, but you've had so many players and so many great memories with each one of those players. And, Rob, as you talked about the relationships, but I want to ask you about one that's currently playing at the collegiate level because, man, he's opening some eyes, CJ Conrad down at Kentucky, man. How special is it to watch this kid in the SEC doing some great things for the Wildcats, going, that young man's from LaGrange, Ohio, and he went to Keystone?
It's surreal. You know, I have the SEC network at home, so I get to watch every single one of his games, and to hear those announcers talk about him as just a real special player at that level in the SEC. And I've been lucky enough to go down and see a couple of their games, and I went down for spring practice when he enrolled early his freshman year and was able to see a couple of their practices in the spring and see how they do it at that level. And like I said, everything that I've done and all the relationships that I've had are real special to me, but it's really unusual for a coach at a Division IV school to be able to produce a player and be able to have the experience of watching him play on a stage like that.
No, there's no doubt. Well, again, Rob, I can't thank you enough for everything that you did for us at WEOL. You were one of the most cooperative and engaging head coaches that we've had to deal with over the years. And again, congratulations on your terrific run over at Keystone High School. Enjoy that family time. You've earned it. And certainly we appreciate everything that you did for us.
Thanks, Tim. I you always say I was cooperative, but I always enjoyed it. This was always one of the highlights of the week. So it wasn't a problem. It was a pleasure. So thanks for everything that you do, and the time we had to talk to each other.
Thanks, Rob. I'm sure we'll talk again.
I think so.
All right. Rob Clerico, the head coach, or former head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. Again, it's going to take a little getting used to say that, but what a great run he had as the head coach over at Keystone. 13 years. And again, you know, I know fans, you know, they look at coaches, and believe me, you know, you're a head coach. You get the slings and arrows. They don't realize how much time and energy and what it takes away from family. It's a sacrifice to be a head coach. It's a sacrifice. All the practice hours. Like he says, he's not even a head coach anymore, and he's watching film. I mean, it's just, man, appreciate what they do out there. I'm telling you, fans, these guys and ladies in basketball and volleyball and so forth, softball, they put in an inordinate amount of work and hours. All right, we're over. So we got to get to the news and then a lot more to come. We got a great trivia package during the second hour. You talk about a Christmas stocking stuffer. We're going to load up somebody's stocking stuffer right here on the Saturday wrap-up today. So stay with us on WEOL and Z Online.
WEOL.com.